We are in Come Follow Me, week 33, which is Romans chapter 7 through 16. And I want to start by telling a story. When my kids were mostly teenagers, my second son one day came in and was telling me some things that he had done, and I was exasperated, so expressing frustration. And my son said to me, "Mom, I am normal." And without a moment's hesitation, I said, "You are not a normal anything. Get that thought out of your head right now. God did not send you to my home to be normal. You are extraordinary." And I feel like this week's study really goes off of last week's of why then, if we're saved by grace, do I need to do anything? Why do I need to obey the commandments? And we talked about, because it's the celestial, we want to dwell with God. We want to learn or be comfortable living. We don't earn anything, excuse me, in an exalted state with God, with our Savior. And so I want to start in chapter 13, in verse 1, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto higher powers. 2. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinances of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation," which means no progress, no growth. And we did not come. Adam and Eve would have never left the garden. We would have never left our Heavenly Father's presence if we were satisfied being where we were. But the glory of life, the joy of life, is progress. It's learning and growing. And that means we make mistakes and we repent and we change and we become more. And we would not be comfortable living with God if we did not learn how to repent quickly and to decide to give up our will for His, that we really trust with faith His desires for us. And so I want you to jump down and go to verse 12, and it says this, "The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. 13, let us walk honestly as in the day. 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." And I loved this, "let us walk honestly." I've thought a lot about what our natural man is. What is our true nature? In the young woman theme, it says, "I am a beloved daughter of heavenly parents with a divine nature and an eternal destiny." What makes us different than many Christian faiths is that we believe we are spirit sons and daughters of God, and that our potential is to become like them. Like Jesus Christ, like our Heavenly Father, like our Heavenly Mother. And this reminded me of Moses 1:13, and I've shared this before. This is my very favorite thing to do the first day of seminary. And it's right after Moses has talked to God, and who should appear but Satan, right? And it says this, "Moses looked upon Satan and said, 'Who art thou? For behold, I am a son of God, in the similitude of his only begotten. Where is thy glory that I should worship thee?'" And then if you jump to 15, it says, "For it is darkness unto me." 16, "Get thee hence, Satan, deceive me not." And then in 18, "I can judge between him and thee. Depart hence, Satan." And it's so important that we know our identity. Our prophet has talked a lot about us praying to know how our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ feel about us. It's putting on, literally, like verse 14 says, "Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ," recognizing who we are. If you go to chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "Him that is weak in the faith, receive him. but not to doubtful disputations. What that means is open the door to him, but don't listen to his doubts. Build him up with your faith. Bring him to where you stand and lift him. Gather. So if you have a friend struggling, don't try and do it on your own. Gather him to the place where you find those that sure knowledge and that sure faith and that sure trust. I love when Sariah struggles and thinks her sons have died and she is really distraught, that Lehi speaks faith. He reminds her who he is, who she is, and that they can trust God from the miracles that God has worked in their life. And I love that that's in the scriptures because Sariah never doubts again. And I think that's what we go through, what life is learning whose we are. And if you go to verse 5, it says, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. And what that means to me is don't worry about it. Worry about yourself. Don't worry what someone else thinks. And this reminds me so much of COVID. Vaccine, not vaccine. Mask, not mask. It doesn't matter. Worry about yourself. Focus on your path and your journey to God. And if we can gather everyone in and love, but gather them where strength is, gather them where truth is, gather them where God is. Verse 7, for none of us lives to himself, and no man dieth to himself. 8, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. We are the Lord's. And I just love that. Verse 19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may edify another. And that's what I feel this is all about. We live in a generation that loves to cry, God would love all. He does love all, but there is law. So bring them, seek after God that edifies, bring them to the feet of covenants and ordinance and the greater knowledge we have that can further bring them peace. The world offers none of that. So bring them together and strengthen them. And I loved in Dale Renlund's talk in April of 2022, he said, to expect his blessings while not following the eternal laws upon which they are predicated is misguided, like thinking we can touch a hot stove and decide not to be burned. And then he goes on to say, we cannot deviate from Heavenly Father's course and then blame him for an inferior outcome. We need to pursue, and our divine nature is to pursue, a course that leads to exaltation, a course that leads to God. We will not be happy anywhere else, and our light will grow brighter and brighter, and he will see us and know we are his, and we will know where we feel at peace and at home. And I loved that following up our last week's message. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.